from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A U.S. military airstrike on an Al-Shabaab training camp in central Somalia has killed more than 150 militants who were heading for a large-scale attack. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the weekend strike used both manned and unmanned aircraft. Davis says the U.S. learned the fighters were about to depart the camp, posing an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces in Somalia. Witnesses say the airstrike hit the training camp in the central Hiran region, making two passes, firing three missiles per pass. Police in central Somalia say at least six people, including two African Union soldiers, were injured Monday in an explosion at an airport in the city of Beledweyne. In an interview with VOA Somali, the city's police commander said the explosion occurred at the entrance of the airport, but security forces were able to stop other bombs and arrest 20 suspects. Tunisia's interior ministry says Monday that militants killed 21 militants who attacked, or rather, troops killed 21 militants who attacked a police station and a military facility near the Libyan border. Officials said at least four civilians and one soldier were also killed in fighting in the southeastern town of Ben Gurion. At the U.S. State Department, spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. will stand with the Tunisian people against terrorism.
The United States remains committed to Tunisia's security and to our close partnership to meet common security challenges throughout the region. And we renew our offer of help to the Tunisian government following, again, today's cowardly attack.
Authorities were urging residents to stay inside once the shooting began. Ankara wants the European Union to double the aid it is giving to Turkey in order to deal with the migrant crisis. EU representatives met to discuss the crisis with their Turkish counterparts in Brussels, while thousands of people remain stranded at the Greek-Macedonia border. This is VOA News. North Korea today issued a threat of a preemptive nuclear strike as a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise got underway. It follows tougher U.N. sanctions on Pyongyang after its most recent nuclear test and missile launch. Troy Stangerone of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA North Korean leader Kim Jong-un appears to be growing more belligerent.
We've seen a change since Kim Jong-un has come to power. The threats have become more specific and more common.
More than 300,000 South Korean and U.S. troops are engaged in the military exercises around which North Korea often issues threats. Vice President Joe Biden kicked off a five-day trip to the Middle East today, vowing the United States will squeeze the heart out of the Islamic State and destroy it. Also taking a moment to offer some spirit and fervor in his speech to U.S. airmen.
You control the skies over Iraq and Syria. Matter of fact, you all control the skies of the whole damn world.
Biden visited the U.S. Airman Station at the Al-Dafar Air Base near the United Arab Emirates capital of Abu Dhabi as drones taxied down the runway. He dismissed Islamic State insurgents as criminals and cowards. Biden, using a name, an Arabic name for the Islamic State, told the airmen, "We have to squeeze the heart out of Daesh in Iraq and Syria so they can't continue to pump their poison in the region and around the world." The U.S. wants more sub-Saharan African students to come to study at its universities. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Industry and Analysis Marcus Chedeau is leading the first ever education trade mission to Africa this week. Luso Kumalo caught up with the delegation Monday at their first stop in Johannesburg.
Of the 1 million international students who studied at the U.S. colleges and universities during the 2014 to 2015 academic year, less than 34,000 came from sub-Saharan Africa. The U.S. government wants to change that. Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Industry and Analysis Marcus Chatot.
They should consider studying in the U.S. because of the innovative approach to education that we take in the United States.
Jadot is traveling with representatives of 25 U.S. colleges and universities to recruit students and build partnerships with African universities. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Three new cases of polio were reported in Pakistan this past week, bringing the number of worldwide polio cases this year to five. All of them in Pakistan. The country remains front and center in the global fight to eradicate the highly infectious disease from the planet. The three new cases were reported in Quetta, the capital of the Balochistan province, as well as in Hangu and Peshawar in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. The first case of the year was in Karachi. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.